today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Each time I go out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner, I observe people as they eat their meal. They seem to really enjoy what they've ordered as they chat with their family, their friends, or significant others. You can hear them discuss how good the food tastes. I used to watch my grandmother cooking dinner. I used to wonder why she seasoned her food a particular way. During that time, I was only interested in eating the food, not in how well it was seasoned. I didn't know how important seasoning food was. As I got older, I realized that you can have choice meat, but if you don't season it properly, all you have is a choice piece of meat. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, it is written, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under men's foot." In Luke chapter 14, verses 34 and 35, it is written, "Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Do you understand what it says about salt that has lost its flavor? God said we are the salt of the earth. You and I should be seasoned and flavor for the food. We give the food the flavor it needs. We should be saying to the unsaved, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." You and I season the earth with the word of God verbally, and we live it out each day spiritually as we interact with others. It is important to know and for us to understand if we complain about the food, we're the ones responsible for the flavor. Because you are the salt of the earth, you are a leader. With leadership comes responsibility. He has called you and I to be the salt that seasons the world through our leadership. We are examples of Christ. We are his representatives and his representation in the earth. He has demonstrated for us how to season the earth with righteous living, responsible behavior, and committed effort. Each day you and I go out into the world grocery shopping, to work, to play, school, or appointments we have, the opportunity to season the environment we're in. Each day you and I go out into the world grocery shopping, work, play, school, or appointments, we have the opportunity to season the environment we're in. What are you doing with your salt? Are you intentionally adding flavor to others? Are you intentionally sharing and witnessing and encouraging others? Are you going against the grain of the world's standard and paving a road to the kingdom? Each one of us has the necessary salt needed to season and flavor our family, our schools, marriages, our jobs, any team that we're on, church, any auxiliary, community, and neighborhood that we're in. Sprinkle some salt today on everyone you meet. Season your area of responsibility. Why don't you shake your salt shaker? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.